Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, fans.
Loyal fans.
That was deep, dude. We're gonna come up with merch, loyal fans. And it just has Mace's picture, like, thumbs up. Anyways, in between breaks, right, after we finish one episode, when we start talking to each other like friends do, we were reminiscing on how cool it would have been if we inherited millions of dollars and never had to work in our lives. Anyways, and then I, of course, being the encyclopedia of the group, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
No, I actually saw this. I was reading this article the other day about this millionaire who wrote a book. And he actually said that there's less than 1% of people who are millionaires inherited their money from their parents. So really, he's just kind of saying that millionaires are, they're just selfish. And they don't want to give their money to their kids. Like even like Bill Gates, for example, has said that he's just going to donate all his money to charity once that time comes. So, yeah.
So hopefully he like at least sets them up with, I don't know, their own business of some sort. How many kids does he have? Who knows?
Maybe he doesn't have kids. That's why he said it. I'm just kidding. Who knows?
He might have. Ruined our fact, I feel like.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't actually know how many kids. Devin's our trivia guy. So how many kids does he have, Devin?
Our kids counter.
He's like, yes, it's actually Marco. And they were born in 2014. I'm just kidding.
That's kind of young, I feel like.
That information is TBD, right. To be determined.
I don't know if that's, you're using that right.
Well, okay. I don't know how many kids he has to be dated.
Yeah, so that's crazy that you brought that up, because I was actually watching a late night talk show a couple days ago. Actually, it's been a little bit longer than that. But and you know what's funny is I don't even remember who the celebrity was, but they asked the celebrity about him giving advice out for people with money. And he gave a pretty insightful take on it, and he said, you know what's funny is I actually don't give a lot of advice. And the reason that is because a lot of times us millionaires and celebrities are lucky. Pure luck. He's like, there's a lot of talented people out there. I just happen to catch a break. It's like, so how can I sit here and give someone advice saying, follow your dreams, do A, B, C, and D, do what I do, wake up every day and do this, and you're going to make it when I'm a small, you know, lucky number. It's like the odds are like winning the lottery, basically.
Well, yeah, me and Patrick watch like YouTube a lot, and we're always like, how did that guy, like that guy that you like to watch, that weird one?
Yeah.
He's weird. Like getting big now. Like he's, more people are catching on to him. And remember in the beginning, he didn't have that many views, but he just got lucky. The one that's like weird hair, goes and eats at different places.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the review.
Here's the scoop. That guy.
It is super crazy. He just posted one video of him going to the world. I mean, not the world's, but his city's worst reviewed restaurant. And he was eating this nasty, it was like a fast food restaurant with a drive-thru. And he ordered lobster tail.
Oh.
And it looked so gross. Anyways, he's eating it. And that video like blew up. Now he has a bunch of followers. So, yeah, it's crazy to think that. And I think, too, like, you know, I watch YouTube and I see a bunch of, like, singers and artists and, like, people who are just amazing at what they do. And they're not, you know, these huge celebrities. And
or, like, TikTok people. Like, they just, like.
That's another one that's just wild to me.
Go viral all of a sudden. And then they just make it.
Like, I watched this guy on YouTube, David Dorbeck. And they asked him in an interview. They're like, how come you just seem so happy, right? And he's like, man, like, honestly, there's millions of people across the globe right now that could be doing exactly what I'm doing, because I'm not really doing anything. So he's like, I just feel like I enjoy it, because like I know how lucky I am to like be here. Because yeah, and it's crazy to think that, like, you know, today's world, you can just blow up. And
but there are some people that work really hard for it. Like I feel like basketball players, like there are people that work really hard for it.
Yeah, so I think like initially a lot of times it's pure luck to get where you're at, but if you just keep relying on that, like you're not going to stay famous for very long, then you have to continuously, you know, work on your craft and master your craft in order to be continuously famous and stay on top of, you know, your lane or whatever.
Because wasn't David Dorbeck saying that now sometimes it feels like it's work, like when they're filming certain things?
I'm sure, yeah, after a while it does. Because it's what you do every single time. You know, I used to watch this other guy who used to say that, you know, for him taking a trip was like a job, because, you know, you can take a trip, he has to remember to film it and then edit it and then post it and then hope it does good. And then find things to do that people would find interesting rather than he can't just go and relax, because, you know, that's not it. So it's funny, you know, we get to see the bright side of it. You know, how cool would it be to like not really work and you get to record? But I can definitely see how it would essentially start to get really, really, really old.
Or like the Dude Perfect guys. because I'm 6 years old and I watch Dude Perfect.
Dude, those guys cool. made it too. They're like huge. Yeah. They're like massive. Millions. Yeah.
And like they just do trick shots. Like uh-huh. and like that's how cool. they started. And like what? And that's another thing you're saying is like they could have just kept doing simple trick shots uh-huh. and like no, like they go and buy this huge facility. Like they
yeah.
do.
Yeah, they have a TV show now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So they continue to keep doing things and pushing the limit to kind of try to keep their stuff interesting. I watched an interesting video of their Airsoft War. Have you seen that one?
Uh-huh.
That one's so cool. They have the balloons and they're like shooting each other. Uh-huh. That was so dope. I was like, we need to do that.
It's like Call of Duty. Yeah, no, it's definitely crazy. Like, you know, just some things just click and it falls your way. But, you know, I like what you said that it's, we talk about how actors and actresses, you tend to see a lot of the same actors and actresses in the same movies for a while.
Yeah.
And that's why is because they're trying to make sure they're still in people's eyes so yep. people still kind of want them around. Oh my gosh, I hit that all the time. anyways, so they're consistently trying to throw movies out so we don't like forget about them yep. basically, because now you have big actors like, you know, since everyone's talking about him, poor Will Smith. that, you know, he doesn't really sell movies like he used to, and I think yeah. that's why, because yep. he took a huge break. And so he doesn't have that blockbuster name anymore. That at one point he did. He could fight aliens, cowboys, or look for the pursuit of happiness and sell it to us.
Yeah.
And we were all over it.
Yeah.
Is he still doing that bucket list thing?
I don't know. He still has his YouTube channel. I see him post every now and then. He just did like a collaboration with this other YouTube like rapper, and they did this whole like rap together. So I think that's the same thing.
And you know, that's right, because with one of the YouTubers, Casey Neistat, when he was doing all his, like, when he was being big, he had Will Smith over, and they were there together, but it was weird, because at that point, you're like, holy smokes, like, Will Smith, like, is super, like, excited to work with Casey, which mm-hmm. is just this, you know, not normal guy, obviously, but still, like,
yeah.
Will Smith is, a actor, yeah. like, a, mm-hmm. like a known person, but he is, like, excited brand. To work for, like, with this YouTuber, like, collaborate with him, and... Mm-hmm. You as a viewer, you're like, oh, like, snap, you know, they're working together. And it's just crazy to think about, because, you know, back in the day, that wouldn't be a thing. Like,
yeah.
YouTube stars wouldn't be at the same level as, you know, actual, like, movie stars and stuff like that. Which is
I think crazy. You even think of some people like the Kardashians, right? Where they just have a reality show about yeah. themselves. Yeah. And it's blown when how many reality shows are there? Like, there's, like, hundreds of reality shows following hundreds of different people, hundreds of different personalities.
But that
and
particular one.
This particular family has been around for, like, how long with the exact same yep. show?
Yeah.
So it's just crazy how just some people click. And we can even say the same things with actors. Like, you know, there's some actors you hardly ever see in movies. I'm like, man, that guy's, like, such a good actor. Uh-huh. I always talk about the guy from the Get Out movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, Daniel? The guy who, the actor or the uh-huh. one who made it?
The actor.
Yeah, his Daniel Kuba something. Starts with a K. Yep,
that was it.
That was it. That was like born in 1991.
He probably was.
Yeah, he's such a good actor that movie. Like, we don't see him in more movies. So, yeah, it's just crazy how just some people click and then some people just don't. But it's interesting to see like a celebrity actually say that all it is.
But if you're
had a lot of good luck.
If your parents were super rich and they didn't leave you anything, would you be really salty about it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why would
I'm
they?
Salty when my parents come to Odessa and don't invite me to lunch.
Uh-oh.
No, like, yeah, that would suck. Imagine. Yeah.
It would suck so bad. I would be really upset. So, Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
Come across millions of dollars.
And you don't give me no money. Yeah. We're going to have a problem.
I think when you just, like, your parents are, like, millionaires or billionaires, you're used to a certain lifestyle. And that yeah. takes a certain amount of money. So, whenever your parents pass away or something happens to them, they're not going to give you that money. What are you going to do? Are you going to go ahead and be set up? Like, you're saying, what if the parents give them a business? What if they don't?
And it's so weird, like, the other way around. So think about it the other way around. Like, David Dobrik, he's so rich. Oh. Like, how rich are his parents? Like, if you suddenly get rich, you're the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Does the parent, like, expect some kind of, hey, I made you?
Wasn't there, like, a famous child actor that, like, kind of divorced his parents back in the day because they were, like, abusing his money? Like Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, didn't Macaulay Culkin do? Like yeah. He got it. Was it emancipated?
Emancipated.
Yep.
So let's say I win the lottery tomorrow, which is the original question, right?
Yeah.
And you have like $300 million. Are you setting aside? I don't know if I set some aside, obviously, for my kids. but like not enough that they'd be able to make it because I'm spending a lot of it. Like, if it happens towards the end that I still had some left over by some crazy chance, and sure, you can have whatever's remaining. I'm spending a lot of that money.
I feel like I would just have them set for like college to see if they can, you know, make their own money. Like, so at least help them through.
That. And I think that would be the initial start, right? Like Mark Zuckerberg, and I've said it before on the show, like said that the reason why he's famous is because he was in a position where he was able to take a chance and know he had the financial stability to be able to fail and still be okay. So I think that's what, you know, I personally would do. You know, he'd leave some money so that way they have that, you know, in a startup plan when they start. But they're definitely not getting $350 million.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, I could see. You're going to...
I think I'm probably spending
$348 million.
I don't doubt. Really hard to do.
I'm not working another day of my entire life.
Yeah.
Here's an X amount for you. Like, you know, when you turn 18 and when you turn whatever date, this is what you have to play with, and this is make it last.
Well, to go off that point, it's like a different subject, but like we had a conversation with our at work once that. We were like, if you win a lottery, like, are you still going to work? And majority of the people were like, yeah, I'll still come to work. And Patrick was like, I don't know about job.
I ain't never working the rest of my life. Yeah, some people be like, I get part-time job. No, I ain't get no part-time job. That's crazy. I'm never working again the rest of my life. I will never know what a pay stub is the rest of my life. I'm not working at all.
Yeah, I found that interesting because a lot of people were like, yeah, I'll work part-time here, you know. Just to get away from stuff, and I'm like, boy, Patrick's like, I'll be in an island by myself.
The guy at work was like, oh, you were invested? I said, $350 million? I ain't invested in anything. $350 million can get me through the rest of my life. I don't have to invest in anything. I don't think you're understanding this. Why am I taking a chance with my money when I know it's going to last me? I'm okay with spending $100,000 a year. It's good.
Right? Yeah. Well, at that point, you can spend like,
Like,
a mil.
Yeah, I'll calculate how long do I think I'm gonna live? Yeah. I'm gonna spend this much a year. All right, cool.
This is my allowance every year.
100%.
And so, would you leave the rest to your kids if you had a lot? Like, let's say you had like 100 million remaining.
First of all, I've seen enough criminal mystery movies that you never tell your kids that you're leaving them any amount of money, because then they're gonna be like, I'm gonna leave whatever's remaining, and then next day I'm done. So I'm gonna tell them
dad dropped dead at breakfast today.
Dad was working on the car and car fell on him.
So they ain't getting nothing. As far as they know, it's going to Aunt Betty that don't like them. I'm just kidding. You leave whatever's remaining to them. But I'm telling you, it's not going to be much. Because I'm going to set aside, I want a dope casket. Legit. I want $1 million casket.
Just so much unnecessary stuff.
Yeah, I want like a Viking funeral. They like shoot arrows in the air. Yes. So, no, I would be 100% irresponsible. That's like your time to be, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever asked you this question or we ever talked about this, but again, going back to work, we had a guy say that, you know, if he won the lottery, he'd go in there and give us all $10,000, right? Just $10,000 cash. Mm-hmm. And one of the other guys who works there was like, that's all you give me? Like,
oh my God. I'm going
to be mad. I'm going to be salty. And we're like, that's $10,000. I'll take his $10,000. Like, yeah.
Or they would say, like, they would pay something off. Like, whatever we wanted paid off, they would pay off or something.
Oh, that'd be dope. Crazy.
Like, just pay off my house.
And yeah. Right.
Pay off my... You don't have a house yet. I'm signing it tonight.
And it needs to be paid in full up front. I don't know. Some new rule.
Yeah. Like, I had a lot of options, too.
Did you see LeBron's new house he just bought? $53 million with a pool that wraps around the entire house.
Oh, my God. Yes. Like a lazy river?
And the pool on the backyard has a long, thin walkway that goes into an infinity couch. That's like just like the pool is like surrounding the couch.
Can you imagine if you're like going around the pool and you're like, hey, you better be doing your work. Next time I come back around.
Or like the pizza guy's calling you. Hey, I'm at the front door. He's like, okay, I'll be there in like 5 minutes.
You're like,
he's like in floaties.
Yeah.
Let me drop the drawbridge real fast.
I feel like the people that plan to be rich are never rich. Yeah. Or like if you have like an idea or like just like some normal Joe goes and gets a lottery ticket and wins hundreds of millions of dollars right off the bat.
Did I send you the meme of the dude that won the lottery twice the past 2 years?
I saw that.
Yes. He won the lottery twice in 2 years.
Dang.
He was there holding his checks.
Check.
Yep. Like, made it. What?
I remember seeing this one.
Play a lot.
I actually remember seeing this.
No, like, it just happened to be like random. Like, yep. And one of them was his dad's birthday. His dad died, and it was his birthday, so he was like, "I'm gonna go go buy one because his dad bought some at one point." So like that was a thing. It was like to him, it was a sign. He went and bought it and won like $4 million or $5 million, something crazy like that.
I remember one of the guys who won, like, and it was a lot of money. He said he's never bought a lottery ticket in his life. He was in the, like, you know, going to buy beer or something like that, and the cash register person was like, "You sure you don't want a lottery ticket? Could be looking at you." He's like, "Nah, thank you." So I'm texting, dude. He's like, "Nah, thank you. It's okay." She's like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "Fine, I'll take one." And it'll be like the, you know, $1 million lottery ticket.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah,
he's like, "Well,
maybe I should start buying."
I remember seeing a while back, and it's crazy when I first saw this, probably like 5-6 years ago, about this millionaire who buried a treasure chest full of, like, supposedly millions of dollars worth of coins somewhere. And he left a riddle and a map, right? And apparently, like, you know, people have been searching for this for a long time, right? And a lot of people have actually died, like, searching for it. Because, like, where they think it is like, it's, like, on these mountains that are, like, super intense. So people have been searching for it for a long time. It was actually regulated that you weren't supposed to go look for, because that's how dangerous it was. However, it was just found this year. It was found at the early, because people were thinking it wasn't real. Somebody found it and they pulled up the treasure chest.
What?
Yeah, and they said there's a bunch of coins. And now there's, like, the last I read that there was a fight going on, because they're saying, like, basically going back to the rights of it, like, which is interesting, because even people who, like, go try to find ocean treasure, there's that huge argument, who does it actually belong to? Like, if you found it, does it belong to you? Or if it doesn't belong in, like, a museum or, you know, so on and so forth. So right now there's a fight for it to see who it belongs with. So they haven't disclosed how much exactly it is. But yeah, supposedly now it's officially found.
Can you imagine how mad you would be if you spent your whole life looking for this thing? You find it and they're like, "Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't belong to you."
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I would just go hide it again.
Imagine all that story. Like, you know, I come home one day and I'm like, "Hey, Mace, I got something to tell you." And you're like, "What?" I was like, "You know how you've been calling me crazy because I've been going out and searching this treasure chest? You don't want everyone to go with me." So cool. "Well, I found it, Mace." "I found it, I'm rich." Like, that's just, like, the craziest story. Like, I hope they, like, write a movie about that if those guys found it one day.
That would be wild.
Yeah.